Chapter 7. Build up to the second fight. As the world prepared for war, Joe Lewis and Max Schmeling prepared to do battle for the second time. They would return to Yankee Stadium, New York, on the 22nd of June, 1938. Joe's plan was to show the world that he was the legitimate world champion, while Max intended to show that his first defeat of Joe Lewis had not been just luck. Lewis and Schmeling were no longer seen as just two talented boxers. Lewis was seen more and more as the representative of democracy and freedom, while Schmeling represented fascism and Nazism. Their fight was no longer viewed as just a boxing match, but a war between opposing ideologies. In order to warm up for the big battle, both boxers fought and won two low-profile matches in the early months of 1938. For Joe, who was used to fighting every few months, this was no problem, and he easily knocked out Nathan Mann and Harry Thomas in less than 7 rounds between them. Because Schmeling had been inactive for quite a long time, Lewis's manager, Mike Jacobs, insisted that he should also fight twice to put his name in the newspapers and show sports fans that he was a worthy contender. Schmeling beat both Ben Ford and Steve Dudas very impressively. German newspapers wrote that at 32, he was the living proof of the German Superman. There were rumors that Max had joined the Nazi Party and that he was a member of the Gestapo. Many said that if he won the world championship belt, he would give it to Joseph Goebbels, the Nazi Minister of Propaganda, or to Adolf Hitler himself, and it would never leave Germany again. The truth is that Max never joined the Nazi Party and refused to become a Gestapo officer. He still had many Jewish friends whom he tried to help when he could. But whether he wanted it or not, Max had been adopted by Hitler and Nazism as a symbol of the ideal German. Joe Lewis, on the other hand, was a symbol of democracy and freedom, fighting against the bigotry and prejudice of fascism. American President Franklin Roosevelt visited him during one of his training sessions. Roosevelt felt Joe's muscles and said, "Joe, we need muscles like yours to beat Germany." That was how most people around the world felt. Nazi Germany looked so terrible and unstoppable that if Joe could stop Max, maybe Hitler could be stopped too. Max was not a fascist, but he spoke foolishly to journalists after he arrived in New York and said things about Joe Lewis that he would later regret. When asked if he would knock Joe Lewis out again, Max smiled and said, "I didn't make this trip for fun." Then he explained that Joe would always be afraid of him because of his race. Joe heard this comment and was furious. When they finally met to sign the contracts for the match, nobody was smiling, and it was the first time that Joe had felt real hatred towards an opponent. "I am afraid," Joe said. "I'm afraid I might kill him." Joe's trainers decided to alter Joe's strategy for this match. They had taught Joe to box carefully and slowly in order to take advantage of his strength and skill and to tire out his opponent. But this time, Lewis was going to start quickly, without giving Max a chance to think. The plan was to win in the first 2 or 3 rounds. Both boxers and their managers were making a lot of money long before the day of the fight. All around the world, their battle was advertised as the fight of the century, and thousands of fans paid $1 each just to watch them train. In the United States, anti-German feeling was running high. A few days before the fight, 18 members of a Nazi spy ring were arrested, and on that same day, the newspapers reported that Schmeling had received a telegram saying, "To the next world champion, Max Schmeling, wishing you every success, Adolf Hitler." Both fighters were sure of victory. Schmeling predicted that he would win by another knockout. Lewis spoke to the American people and the world by radio. "Tonight, I'm not only fighting to get revenge for the only loss of my career, I'm fighting for America against Max Schmeling, a German invader. This isn't just one boxer against another, or Joe Louis against Max Schmeling. It's the good old USA versus Germany. Joe knew this was the most important fight of his life, and that it would be followed by millions of people around the world. He had trained exactly as he had been told, and now there was nothing left to do. He entered Yankee Stadium 2 hours before the fight. Rather than sit around and get nervous, the brown bomber went to sleep. At 9 o'clock, Blackburn woke the champion up and began to prepare him for the fight. He wrapped Joe's hands with bandages and then put on his gloves. Lewis reminded his trainer that his plan was to win in the first 3 rounds. "If I don't knock Schmeling out in 3 rounds, you had better come and get me, because after that I'll be finished," he said. But Blackburn reassured him. "It's all right, Joe," he said. "You can fight 15 rounds."